make dreams come alive. All of us are always interested in making dreams come alive. We have ideas that come from inside of us. These ideas are fantastic. Sometimes big, sometimes little, but they're all fantastic. They're all unique. And they're all wonderful. But these ideas become alive in an environment of similar ideas. And all over the world, all over the universes, these ideas are coming forth. They're coming forth not because they're ready or it's a time for them, but because people are thinking about them. And we can think about things that are long before it's their time, as we like to say. But truly, everything is fulfilled and completed right now. Everything is revealed and made ready for whoever wants to pick up the gauntlet and run with it and do something with it and make it go. Ideas are glimmers at first. Just a glimmer of a concept, just a glimmer of a thought. When our friend, the fellow who is doing the development of the wonderful new graphene, G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E, he had all sorts of good ideas about it. And he's a professor at the university, and he's working on ideas to come up with a thin piece of something that can be used on cell phones, can be used on tablets, can be used on anything, and they can be so strong and so flexible that they can bend. And this has been one of the problems that people have been having as they were working with cell phones or working with other things. They didn't have a bendable material. They didn't have something that would be flowing with the fingertips, that would release heat, that would allow you to touch with your finger and have that touch aspect to it. Well, this professor, he came up with the idea. He came up with the idea of how to go about it. And the super thin touch screen material, and it's transparent and pliable, and it conducts electricity and stretches across a surface that's so fantastic, like a phone or a tablet, and it turns any device into a touch screen. Think of it. It is a high-tech version of cling wrap. That's what one writer writes. Now, how does this professor have this patent? How does he have this idea, and how is he holding on to it? He's looking for ways to develop it. He's looking for ways to bring it out on the market. And he's looking for investments so that he can make it into something usable and real for everybody. And how is he doing it? He's going around checking with every one of the major people who are having these type of developments. And these people are all interested, but naturally, they want to hold on to the ownership. They want to hold on to the possibility that they can have this without having other people have the ownership, so they can make the grand bucks off of it. Well, these ideas that are glimmers at first, we do not own ideas. We are the dreamers of ideas. We should be alert to the differences. Just as a painter takes his easel and he stands before a scene and he paints it. And we've seen pictures of people in Paris where there's a dozen painters or more all painting the same scene. And you can walk behind the painter and you can see what they're doing. And each one is conceiving of the scene from their own point of view. Each one is painting the scene as they see it. Now, one of these paintings might become a marvelous masterpiece. All of them truly are masterpieces because they represent what the painter has going on in his mind. You and I, as dreamers, we have dreams going on in our mind. And these dreams are but the glimmer of the possibilities. We don't own these ideas, but we are the dreamers of the ideas, and we should be alert to the differences and to their possibilities and to the undreamed of possibilities that go so far beyond anything we could ever imagine, that are so magical. We think of light bulbs that are placed here and there with no electricity attached to them, and then the light bulbs are turned on. How can that be done? Seems like magic. And yet, the technique is there to do it. We see radios and television and all those sort of entertainment ideas, and we see them functioning a long distance from where their stations are or where their sources are. And they're functioning just as though the source was right next to it. How can they do it? Dreamers dream dreams, and they learn how to do it. One dream they're having now is teleportation. And they say, yes, it can be done. And it is done. But it's not done in the fine way that Star Trek did it with Beam Me Up, Scotty. But that, too, is a dream. A dream that is flowing into reality. Anything that we can ever dream is just an indication that somewhere in the universe, somehow, and it's overall, that dream has reality. We do not dream a dream because it doesn't exist. We dream a dream because it does exist, and it's up to us, if we wish, to bring that dream forth and let that dream come into reality. If we're going to worry about getting credit for it, we let the idea flow, and we don't need to get the credit. Letting the idea flow is credit enough. And if we are truly dreamers who dream of wealth and who dream of health, who dream of right action, who dream of peace on earth, who dream of these various other things, we cannot get credit for it, but we can experience it. We can be the beneficiaries of it. We can truly enjoy everything that the world is and has to offer. Make dreams come alive. Let the ideas that come from inside of us flow forth, and let you be that person who brings it into reality. It doesn't have to be, but why not? Why not? Bring it into reality. Give it a life of its own. Know that you can do these things, and they're super fun. Who would ever imagine? Who would ever imagine something that was super thin, a touchscreen material, transparent and pliable, and conducts electricity, and stretches across the surface of a phone or a tablet? Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it's something that you dreamed about. It's something that you thought about. And they publish these ideas of people's dreams, and all of a sudden, out of an area where it was least thought to come, the dream stood forth and comes forth around the world. The genius of humanity is not tied to places where, what would you say, it is a high level, cultural level. The genius comes from everywhere because it is everywhere. And the person who takes that genius and flows with it, the person who takes that undreamed possibility and lets it become a reality in their experiences, they're the ones who have the fun of bringing it forth. Don't worry about who gets the credit. Just shine forth your ideas, sing them forth into the world, and let the world delight with you in the magic of your dreams. Make dreams come alive. They are ideas that come from inside of us. Ideas are glimmers at first, but we do not own the ideas. We are the dreamers of ideas. As we are alert to the differences, to the possibilities, to the undreamed of possibilities, we let the ideas flow, and we don't need to get the credit. We have the dream. Let your dream flow today. Let your dreams flow, for you have the imagination of all the universe in you, in me. And all we have to do, if we wish, is to just think about it. And that imagination flows forth as a reality in our life, in our affairs, in our world. And it's wonderful. And it's good. And it's true. Think with me on these dreams that are so wonderful, so fantastic, because they belong to you and belong to me. And that's who we are. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, my fellow dreamer. I love you.